morning to you. Get up with all the radio set up. Make your day plenty gay with music, music from New
Morning Glory, it's your Schnook in the Breakfast Nook here in the all-new WMEX. A minute after 8 o'clock, it's a Wednesday. Gonna be a ringer dinger as far as weather is concerned. Partly sunny and cooler today.
First we have the Fleetwood, a very successful group. Let's send them to Alaska to entertain our troops.
When they start in a stinging and putting on their show, the temperature around them will be 45 below.
Well, I'm Mr. Blue. When I say I'm freezing, just turn around, head for the month of town. I'm freezing from and through. Call me Mr. Blue.
Hollywood Argyles, a mighty nice group of kids. We'd like to send them roving on a downhill pair of skids.
There's a group that we heard of that's a awful peep. We'd kind of like to send them on a little trip. Where they ought to go, we cannot tell. Awful hot, and it rhymes with swell.
California?
And while they're down there working, they won't be all alone. They'll run into another group that's even hot back home.
They asked me how I knew our career was through. Something here inside cannot be denied.
Do, 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 do. Smoke it in your eyes. Dion and the Belmonts are driving us to tears. Let's send them up the river for about 1,000 years.
While the kids are watching Dion singing about the stars, the Belmonts are out on the parking lot stealing hubcaps off of cars. Every time I steal a hubcap, it almost breaks my heart. Why do I steal a hubcap? Why do I have to start? Tonight I am the stars without this. Why must I be a teenager in jail?
Where these groups all come from, we really do not know. But if they ever ask us, we will tell them where to go.
Yeah! Hey. Aha! There they are, the Four Preps. Nothing like a little bit of the old raspberry in the early morning hours here, 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. And speaking of money, did I tell you the one about the rich Texan's wife? Well, on her Cadillac, in big, bold letters, she has a phrase. And the phrase is, "For whom the bulls toil." Like that, huh?
Hi, this is Les Paul.
And Mary Ford.
School bells ring and children sing, it's back to Robert Hall again. Mother knows for better clothes, it's back to Robert Hall again. You'll save more on clothes for school. Shop at Robert Hall.
No one but Robert Hall has Little Miss Robin fashions for your daughters. In sportswear, sizes 7 to 14, Robert Hall has the newest pleated and swing skirts from $238 to $495. Combed cotton blouses and over blouses are priced as low as $157. Robert Hall has machine washable sweaters as well as girls' slacks. Also included in the huge Robert Hall selections for girls are sizes 3 to 6X. For back to school, Robert Hall brings down the cost of dressing up your children.
And then there's this police commissioner I know, and on the side of his car, in big bold letters, is the phrase, "For whom the bulls toil." There's the Robert Hall Clothing Center in Chelsea on Revere Beach Parkway. Others are in Natick, Saugus, Brockton, Quincy, Dorchester, Waltham, and Cambridge. All open nightly until 9 p.m. with plenty of free and easy parking. 5:30 now. Here come the Dobells, and it's number 12 this week on the Tune Decks, the Bristol Stump.
The kids in Bristol are sharp and physical when they do the Bristol Stump. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol Stump.
The new WMEX on a Wednesday morning at 7:30.
No one can like Ritter can. Ritter ketchup, saucy tea.
All set to sing along right now? Me, 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 me. Okay, let's get together and do it.
WMEX fun has just begun. You'll hear the music that's always tops. Roll up the rug for a record hop. Keep up with your team, have a date with a dream team to WMEX.
Charlie, get your feet off the desk, boy. This is a business office, heartland of American industry, last frontier of free enterprise.
Yeah, sure, okay. Don't holler.
Now, come on, Charlie, get with it. This is Friday, boy, vital day in the real estate business. Charlie, put away the bubble gum cards.
Okay.
All right, now, are we set for the big weekend? Listings all in order, big ad in the Boston Herald?
Oh, that reminds me. I saved you some dough.
Wonderful, great. How'd you do that?
I skipped the ad in the Sunday Herald.
Skipped the ad? You what? Boy, you've just cut our throat. Why, every smart real estate broker in the state is in the Sunday Herald. Everyone knows the Herald Traveler produces more qualified buyers and eager renters than anything else. Get on that phone, boy. Call Algonquin 41234 right now.
What's that number?
Algonquin 41234, the Herald Traveler Real Estate Classified. Oh, I don't know why I ever hired you.
Must have been because no one else would. Huh, Dad?
8:10 now, the Fenway Show.
Around the world, I've searched for you. I traveled on when hope was gone to keep a rendezvous. Well, I knew somewhere, sometime, somehow, you look at me and I would see that smile. You're smiling now. Well, it might have been in County Down, in New York, in Gay Paris, or even London Town. No more will I go all around the world, for I have found my world in you. Yes, around and around and around and around I've searched.
facts or you. I traveled on when hope was gone to keep a big fat rendezvous. Well, I knew somewhere, sometime, somehow, you look at me and I would see that smile you're smiling now. Well, it might have been in Countdown, in New York, in Gay Paris, or even London town. No more will I go all around the world, because I like it, 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 I like it. Yes, around and around and around and around. I searched for you, I traveled on, the hope was gone to keep the rendezvous. Well, I knew somewhere, sometime, somehow, you look at me and I would see that smile you're smiling now. Well, it might have been in Countdown, or in New York, in Gay Paris, or swinging London town. No more will I go all around the world, for I have found my world in you. My world in you. I like it, I like it, I like it, I like it.
I like it, I like it.
12 minutes after 8 o'clock on the all-new WMEX now.
In Boston, WMEX, the station, the wonderful station of the day.
Now, if you're flying, if you are flying this morning out of Logan International Airport for parts such as New York City, well, you'll find the weather there is clear. It's 81 degrees. In Washington, 77 and clear. Chicago, the Windy City, reports cloudy weather, 70 degrees. In the Midwest, St. Louis, is 79 and cloudy. And finally, in Honolulu, 77 and rain. Oh, if you're flying to Los Angeles, you'll find it's partly cloudy out there, 63 degrees. And in our town, downtown right now, 68, with lots and lots of scattered clouds.
That scream was from Scream of Fear, a motion picture so startling and suspenseful that managers and staffs of theaters everywhere have been pledged not to discuss its electrifying story. Scream of Fear, starring Susan Strasberg, Ronald Lewis, Ann Todd, and Christopher Lee. See the motion picture designed to keep you on the razor edge of hysteria. See Columbia Pictures' Scream of Fear.
Don't miss the New England premiere of Columbia Pictures' Scream of Fear. Opening today, that's today at the Paramount Theater Boston, and the 20 good people writing Scream of Fear the most times in a postcard win a pair of tickets free to Scream of Fear. Contest closes midnight, September 13th. Now, that is tonight, so get your postal card off today to Scream of Fear, the new WMEX Boston 15.
Is wide.
Hallelujah.
Michael and the crew out there in the rowboat. If you're rowing this afternoon, you'll find the tide will be high along our Greater Boston Beach line at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, the time of the high tide, 16. New WMEX, good yawning minutes after 8 o'clock on this start of a new Wednesday, September 13, 1961. Have you had a chance to visit the new West Roxbury Supreme Market, located beside Sandy's Discount Store, 1230 Veterans of Foreign Wars Parkway? If you haven't, you better do it today. I want to tell you why. Starting this week, a four-piece play setting of lovely tropical design pink bamboo dinnerware will be given free with the purchase of $12 or more, or two play settings with each purchase of $24 and so on. So wait until you see. Don't wait. By golly, you get there right now and see the striking new pink bamboo design by famous Salem China at the West Roxbury Supreme Market. Now, every piece is oven-proof. Even in free gifts, you get finer quality at Supreme, and you get gold stamps, too. Now, that's the new West Roxbury Supreme Market, 1230 Veterans of Foreign Wars Parkway, West Roxbury, and they're open late each and every night.
What's the weather gonna be?
Listen to Mr. X and see.
Not going to be as sticky today as it has been the past couple of days. Mr. X is partly sunny and cooler with the high temperatures around the low 80s. Thereabouts, cloudy and cooler tonight. Low temperatures mid-60s. Tomorrow, look for cloudy skies, showers too, and little change in temperature. Now, as I told you before, the tide will be high around 2 o'clock along our Greater Boston Beach line. It's still 68 new WMEX degrees along the, along all around here old Boston town. Lots and lots of scattered clouds too.
More music, music, music.
No one can can like Ritter can can. Ritter catsup, tomato good.
18 after 8 o'clock now. That's our flapjack flipping time. Here goes Brooke.
Little Frankie went down to the bar room. She asked for a glass of beer. She said, "Hey, bartender, has my Johnny been here? He's my man, but he's done me wrong." The bartender said, "Frankie, you know I won't tell you no lie. He left here about a minute ago with a gal named Alice Fry. He's your man, but he's doing you wrong." Frankie was a good little woman, surely everybody knows. She paid $100 for Johnny's new suit of clothes. She loved her man, but he done her wrong. But then Frankie went down Broadway with a razor in her hand. She said, "Stand back, all you women. I'm looking for my cheating man. Yes, he's my man, but he done me wrong." It was on a Friday morning, about a half past 9 o'clock. Frankie pulled her 44 and fired three fatal shots. She shot her man, 'cause he done her wrong.
"Why don't you run, Frankie?"
they said.
"Frankie, why don't you run?"
"'Cause here come the chief of police with the 44 smokeless gun. You killed your man. We know he done you wrong. Yeah, he done you wrong, Frankie. You should have shot him 40 times. I'm a witness, Frankie. I was there."
There goes that babbling Brooke Benton on Color Channel 1510 and your sound dial 20 and a half after 8 o'clock now on Color Channel 1510. 68 in our town downtown right now. Want to say right now that Dan Donovan will not be appearing in the Boston Common today conducting his lecture, Ping Pong Injuries and How to Avoid Them. He will not be conducting his lecture today. Tomorrow, maybe.
You can make your money, make money for you.
Make your money, make money for you.
That's just what your money will do
when you save at the Charlestown Savings.
For a future that's bright and sunny, save where interest means more than money.
The Charlestown Savings.
Two offices in Boston.
The Charlestown Savings.
And one in Charlestown.
The Charlestown Savings Bank.
That's my bank.
Think privacy, think Charlestown. Charlestown Savings Bank holds your financial affairs in strict confidence. Respect for your privacy is just one of many reasons you'll enjoy banking at Charlestown. Why not open an account today at one of Charlestown's three convenient offices at 55 Summer Street, opposite Jordan's, 42 Washington Street, and in Charlestown at 1 Thompson Square, all at MTA station exits. Dividends are paid quarterly, now at the rate of 4%. Deposits go on interest the 15th of each month.
Charlestown Savings.
Two offices in Boston.
The Charlestown Savings.
And one in Charlestown.
The Charlestown Savings Bank.
That's my bank.
22 after 8 o'clock as we hoop it up here on the Fenway Show for Wednesday morning, September 13th.
Johnny Willow was a soldier in the U.S. Infantry, and they sent him off to battle in 1943. Now Johnny had a girl back home, her name was Jenny May, and he made a solemn promise that he'd write to her each day. Was early Monday morning and the sun began to shine, and Johnny thought he'd rest a while and dropped his girl a line. He took his pen and he began to write, "My dearest darling May." Then a shot rang out and he turned around and he heard somebody say, "The enemies are coming up the hill, 10,000 if there's one. A meaner bunch you've never seen, come on, we'd better run." But Johnny jumped up to his feet, he held the letter tight. "Come on, you dog-faced soldiers, we're gonna stay and fight." Well, he dropped his pen and he grabbed his gun and he said, "I'll show you how to get him on a run." Then he started in a yelling and a shooting down a hill. "Come on, you men, just fire at will. I'm gonna keep the promise that I made to Jenny May. You can bet I'll finish this letter and I'll finish it today." Well, the bullets were coming from as far as you could see. The hill was alive with a charging enemy. But Johnny kept a shooting and a yelling just the same. The more he kept a shooting, well, the more and more they came. Then he looked down at the letter he still held in his hand, and he said, "We won't move back an inch, we're gonna make a stand." Well, he looked around and his heart did pound when he saw his regiment a holding ground. Old Glory was a flying and a waving in a breeze. Ain't never been an enemy to bring her to her knees, and we ain't gonna let it happen, not now or evermore. Besides, I've got a letter to write and mail it out by four. Well, the cannon was a booming and the mortars were zooming, and it looked like the 4th of July. And the hill was a burning, but the battle it was turning, 'cause I heard Johnny yell, "Do or die." Another regiment stepped forward, some hung their heads to pray. Then Johnny held his gun up high and the charge was on its way. Well, he ran down the hill just a shooting and a yelling and a mowing down the enemy as fast as I'm a telling, like a river over rapids just a flowing and a going, while the drummer was a drumming and the bugle was a blowing, till the enemy was defeated and they ran with all their might from the brave young man with a letter in his hand and a carbine in his right. Well, Johnny is a hero, Johnny is a hero, the regiment exclaimed, 'cause he led the way and he saved the day and he won for him this fame of a soldier without equal in the U.S. infantry. And it's men like Johnny Willow that'll keep our country free.
W-M-E-X. Work with the news.
Presented by Adams and Sweat, your magicist drug cleaner in Boston. It's 8:25.
This news is happening now. Big X, big story.
Boston, a young Rivera mother is scheduled to return for more cross-examination today in the sex attack case against Dr. Joseph Kreplik. Mrs. George Canvin of Ensign Street testified at yesterday's opening that Dr. Kreplik raped her in his office after giving her a drug. F. Lee Bailey is representing Dr. Kreplik, an Arlington psychiatrist. During cross-examination yesterday, Bailey asked Mrs. Canvin if she and her relatives hadn't dreamed up the story to get some money. She said no, but did admit, however, that she had filed suit against Dr. Kreplik for $50,000.
Big X home ground.
Boston, the state will outline its case today in the Middlesex Superior Court trial of John J. Kerrigan of Dorchester, charged with the murder of Cambridge patrolman Lawrence Gorman. Following statements, the jury will be taken to the Kendall Square area to view the murder scene. Patrolman Gorman was killed in a gun duel with two men who had broken into a restaurant. Boston. Police Commissioner Leo Sullivan has ordered captains of every division to clean up vice in the hub. Sullivan told the captains they would be held responsible and offered them the services of policemen from other areas unknown to prostitutes, B-girls, and lewd performers. Five women were arrested Saturday in a raid on the stage bar in the theater district by Captain John Slattery and a squad of detectives. Boston, a hub newspaper, says a member of a socially prominent Massachusetts family has been murdered in his hotel room in Mexico. The Globe says the body of 57-year-old Henry Ward Abbott, a financial writer, was found in his blood-soaked bed, apparently murdered by a meat cleaver which cut his jugular vein. Only his phonograph and a small amount of money was taken in the robbery. The hotel's night clerk is being held. Boston. Traffic congestion at the Boston-Milton line will be alleviated this morning with the reopening of the Granite Avenue Bridge over the Neponset River. The span, closed since 1959, links the hub and Milton with Quincy.
Big X, New England.
Adams, Massachusetts. A 20-year-old Springfield man has been sentenced to 18 months in jail for polygamy. Robert Healy of High Street was confronted with both wives in district court yesterday. He married his first wife in Hartford, Connecticut, 3 years ago, but forgot to divorce her before taking his second wife in marriage at Keene, New Hampshire. Both have sons. Providence. Jane Brown Hospital officials say former Senator Theodore Francis Green spent a comfortable night, but his condition remains the same, critical. Green is suffering from a heart block, which reduces the pulse rate. He's been in the hospital in Providence since Friday.
Big X, USA.
Miami, Hurricane Esther, a new and potentially dangerous hurricane with top winds of 130 miles an hour, moving up the Atlantic. The Weather Bureau says a storm now is centered some 1,300 miles east of Puerto Rico. Officials of the Weather Bureau at San Juan say Esther, the fifth hurricane of the 1961 season, may become dangerous, but at present is not threatening any land areas.
Big X World, Berlin.
Berlin starts its second month today as a city split down the middle by a concrete wall. The communist East Germans are marking the occasion by plugging up escape holes rammed through the wall by fleeing refugees.
Color radio clock.
28 past 8, Big X reports on sports. The Boston Red Sox sending Tracy Stoller to the mound today in an attempt to avenge a 5-1 loss to the Senators in Washington last night. Ed Hobal will seek his seventh win for Washington, while Stoller's out for his third win against four defeats. Southpaw Pete Burnside spun a three-hitter last night to give the Senators their victory over the Sox. Now's the time to buy the rug you've been wanting. Now, during Adams & Sweat's fantastic fall carpet sale, you'll save bundles of money on beautiful first-quality carpeting from famous mills, all priced so low we can't give brands on the air. Adams & Sweat has picked up fabulous values in part rolls and mill ends and passes the savings along to you with amazing buys like these. Heavyweight 100% continuous filament nylon carpet, regularly $9.95, now $5.75 a square yard. All wool plus broadloom carpeting, regularly $29.95 a square yard, now just $14.95. All wool, textured, originally $8.95, now just $6.99 a square yard. And at Adams & Sweat, you can trade in your old carpet or new. So hurry on the double to Adams & Sweat, 380 Dorchester Avenue, Boston, and bring your room measurements with you. Quantities are limited. The big selection won't last long. So hurry in or call Andrew 8-8000 for convenient shop and home service.
How many cookies did Andrew eat? Andrew 8-8000. How do you keep your carpet clean? Call Andrew 8-8000.
From the 15-10 Weather Tower, here's the report right to the hour. Take it away.
Currently 68 WMEX degrees, humidity 87%, winds northeast at 15 miles per hour. Low tide now, high tide 2 p.m., sunset 6:56. Boston weather, cloudy and cooler through tomorrow, high today in the low 80s, low tonight in the mid-60s.
Repeating the Big X, big story of the moment.
Two sensational trials resume in Middlesex Superior Court today. Mel Burns reporting instant news for Adams & Sweat, your Magicist drug cleaner in Boston on the new WMEX. Survey proven number one.
Next news, the instant it happens.
We scoop Boston just for you. Front page news that's always new on WMEX. News beat, WMEX. News beat.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how.